Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer.
Oh, you're acting up.
As I labor through the storm, you have called me to this passage, and I
This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. Welcome to Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here on this cold, frigid night. It is so cold outside that I want to just put out a health advisory myself. Put a scarf around your nose and mouth so you can warm the air before you breathe it in, because this is heart attack weather. Not just for adults, but children also. And this can cause cardiac arrest in babies. So you want to make sure everybody is bundled up before you take them out in this weather. Make sure you warm your car before you put children and the elderly in the car. Let them run for 10, 15 minutes. Make the heat on so they're not exposed. They're not going through the frigid air and then into a frigid car. And so having said that, the big buzz on the block tonight is the chickens. Oh, that radio show last week was so dynamic with Farmer Reinhold, the visionary for the Round Barn Farm legacy that they're trying to put together in the Midwest to give children the heritage of organic farming and soil conservation. And he has such a vision that we participated by helping him to get a grant to start with the soil mitigation and the pond mitigation so that the ground could be balanced to help support the health initiatives that he has for all the farm animals. I mean, it's amazing. They have horses there. They have cattle there. They have chickens there and the biggest Great Dane dogs I've seen. These dogs, they got a dog named Duke that looks like a pony. He's bigger than a miniature horse. And I'm telling you, I had one of my colleagues, she was threatening to get on Duke and ride around the farm. That's how little she was, and that's how big he was. But everybody was buzzing about what's happening on the farm. And so the big question tonight is, how many eggs did the chickens lay? Well, when the farmer was on the show last week, he talked about the fact that he has hybrid chickens, and they don't lay eggs in January or February. I mean, they are in a state of hibernation, and so they don't produce like they do in the summer. He's got about 60 eggs, and in the summertime, they get about 22 eggs a day. And I'll stop right now and tell you, yes, I've got that winter cold going on. I've been around so many people that have the cold, and I got the bug from somebody, and I am overcoming. I said, it knocked me out for the weekend. I was in bed for 2 days, but I thank God for his faithfulness and strengthening me, and I thank God for a loving family that took care of me, even though we were on travel out in St. Louis. I want to just deviate for a moment to say congratulations to my nephew, Joshua, who accepted his call to the ministry and gave his trial sermon on Sunday. He did an amazing job asking people, what kind of insurance do you have? Do you have no insurance, have liability insurance, or full coverage? And making people to understand without God, you're just out here navigating like you're on a roller coaster ride full of screams and all kind of craziness. But God is so good, and he's so merciful. So the big question tonight is, how many eggs did the chicken at Round Barn Farm lay? And to date, these chickens have increased production. They hit over the 50 eggs a day mark. I thought it was 40 a week. And when I called the farmer, Mr. Reinhold, after we got off the show last week, I said, did you say 40 eggs a day or 40 eggs a week? He said, no, these chickens are pushing out 40 eggs a week. Well, you know, the numbers went into the 300s. These chickens have been cranking out 40 to 50 eggs a day for the entire week. Never in the 27-year history of the Round Barn Legacy Farm at Finkus Reserve have these chickens produced these many eggs? And so we are really doing an investigational study. One, the frequency that's in the pond, it's the sun's solar frequency, is very gentle. It makes these chickens feel loved and feel appreciated and feel celebrated because there was so much love and sacrifice and prayer and petition to God to be able to make this nanotechnology in such a way that it brings God's heaven to the earth. And these chickens are feeling so happy and so secure and so comforted that they're just out there producing eggs like it's summertime. I mean, I want to ask the farmer, did you turn on James Brown in there? I mean, you got the chickens singing, I feel good, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or are they singing, I'm so happy, they're so happy, I'm so happy today. You know there's a reason why I'm not at the Apollo Theater trying to sing. But those chickens are so happy. And that's just made the farmer happy. It's made everybody on the farm happy because they can't believe these chickens are so happy. So now that it's so cold, the question is, will they lay any eggs today or will they lay any eggs tomorrow? So you're just going to have to stay suspended because I can't advance time on behalf of this show. But I do want you to stay connected to what's happening at the Round Barn Farm with their BioSmart Solar Technologies. And now that we mitigated the soil, they're going to start their campaign to build the barn. I want to give a special shout out to Pastor Hill because he was a chicken farmer. Pastor Hill, I got to ask you to get back on the show. Are you still in studio?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're still in studio because tell us what it's like to be a chicken farmer. Because I know absolutely nothing about chicken farming. I mean, is this such an unusual story?
I didn't have a real big chicken farm. I just wanted enough chicken farms to, you know, to feed my household, really. And then it came to the fact after about 3 or 4 weeks, I had a increasing the eggs and everything. So I had enough to feed other people, too. And I did it for about 3 or 4 years, and then something got into the I can't explain it yet. He went in there and he started eating the chickens, and I couldn't see how he was getting in or everything like that. So that would cause me to get
chicken?
Out. I don't know.
A hawk or was people getting the chickens to
eat
them?
No. A hawk couldn't get in there because I had a cover over the top of the chicken. So what I can see, he must be trying to flatten himself out, but they say a mink will do that. He can flatten himself out and go under the wire and goes in there and do that. And they must eat the whole chicken right there before they go back out. But there will be no trace of the chicken. Then he started eating my duck. Now, duck egg is something. Them thing make some of the best cakes I ever tasted. I mean, they were so highly rich. And so I lost all that a couple of years ago. But I love me some fresh chicken eggs, you know, because all those eggs that come out the store, they're all right. But they ain't like you raising your own chicken eggs. I mean, totally different.
I know that's right.
Yeah. After I heard about this man here, I want to raise some more chickens and put some more eggs on the table.
Wow.
I tell you.
Wow. Well, you know, man of God, I am, everybody that I tell, they say, you know, either this man is lying to you, Dr. A, and this is a miraculous story. I said, let me share this with you. I went out to the farm and bought some eggs. And I saw the big bucket that had all the eggs in them. And I said, these people are people of uncompromised integrity. They don't have any reason to lie about the eggs. They're retired.
No.
I said, there's nothing. I mean, This is just as much a novelty to them as anybody else. I said, but
300 A, you know, wintertime.
You know, the effect that this technology, we knew it increased fertility, but we didn't know it increased fertility like that.
I did. <laughs> Yeah. Wow.
I said, so this has put us back on the drawing board as to the system that we have put there. On that phone, and it made for a vision to a new beginning to advance farm life and water systems on the farm. How we can now use them to enhance life on the farm, enhance the quality of soil and these water ponds, because it's just tremendous to see that. And so we're looking forward to training. We're having our 11th training session next week. We're training NFL players, high school principals, nurses, doctors, teachers. We have our first apprentice that is training at 18. This young man is the youngest person that we've ever trained, and he's taken the full training course to become an environmental health physicist practitioner. And so we're excited about imparting this skill to the next generation. He's going to be working to audit electricians as they are doing these installations in the water systems and around. And this will be the first generation to be working with these advanced solar systems, because the solar is so powerful, our system that turns windows into solar panels so we can abstract the energy of the window and use it for indoor mitigation. So what does these technologies do? We've been talking about BioSmart Solar, and we have to talk about it every week because we're educating people on a new industry. BioSmart Solar nanotechnologies, what is that? These are systems that have their own power. They have their own power cell that lasts about a week, lasts about a year. And they can be put on any system that conducts energy, whether it's water, gas, windows, electric, so that it mitigates any toxin, air or radiation toxin that system may put off. We are being exposed to too many indoor toxins, and massive, massive numbers are getting cancer. We have to be intentional about monitoring indoor environments and reducing our exposure. And so that's what we're all about. And we appreciate the Pastor Hill so much, Pastor Hill, for being so faithful to support us through this radio ministry every single week. You've been faithful, down through the years, and as a result of your effort, we have people are coming to hear about us near and far. And I want you to know that the Silicon Valley knocked on our door this today. People have heard about us in the Silicon Valley. And I'm not sure how this relationship is going to, whether it's even a part of our future or help to direct our future. But I know one thing, we're getting ready to explode in a way that we've never seen. I want to thank all of you for your kind regard. The word and knowledge of our work has hit Nigeria. And we've been nominated for one of the highest awards coming out of the nation over there. So we're looking forward to hearing whether or not we will be honored in Nigeria or whether the honor will take place in New York City. So that's forthcoming. I want to thank you all also for nominating one of my colleagues. My peers have nominated me for an award for advancing medicine. We now have the ICD-10 codes and are presenting our model of adaptation to be regarded by insurance companies for managing people with these environmental illnesses. And so we might be asking people to sign a petition or contact your congressmen and women to get them to support this initiative. And so we're asking people to be prayerful about that. I just appreciate everybody's support and prayers. And circulating this, helping us to circulate this message. I'm not going to stay on here too much more because, as you can hear, I am struggling with congestion. But I did want to let everybody know that the chickens produced over 300 eggs last week. And everybody on that highway, all the farmers are talking about the eggs at Finch Creek Farm. They're talking about what's going on at Finch Creek Farm. And what's happening at Finch Creek Farm is that they're preparing the soil for the Round Barn legacy. And I will, on that note, Pastor Hill, I'm going to say goodnight so that I don't have to strain my voice anymore because I do have a little bit of a situation. But I love and appreciate you. My best regards to your family. We're just going to have to bring them chickens back to your farm.
Ah.
Okay,
hello,
sir.
Brother Mario. Hello, Brother Mario.
Oh, Mario. We've been talking to you all day.
You take care. You take care of your cold, Dr. Lally.
Well, you know, I have to get everybody's opinion. You, because you're the expert and you're a farmer. I mean, do all chickens go into hibernation in the month of January and February? I mean, Canada is so cold way out back in November. Did the chickens stop laying eggs up there in November?
I don't know anything about the chicken farming around here. I'm just surrounded by dairy farmers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be doing some inquiring with chicken farmers because I think it's so amazing that these chickens are doing all of this and that. And that they are just, it's just incredible. So I am going to say goodnight to everybody because my voice is strained.
Oh, yeah, you got what I have.
But good night, everybody, and keep me in your prayers as I recover from this cold. And I will talk to everybody next week.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Take care. Bye. See you next week.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights. and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside,
in my heart.
Oh Lord,
Lord.
God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, He did.
Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, listen. Now I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah. Been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends.